good evening, and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers for Central Minnesota Conference volleyball action. Tonight it's Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in town to face the Piers Pioneers. Hello everyone, Rick Grammond with you on youaretheresports.com. As the Pioneers and Lakers square off tonight, tomorrow night, same schools out on the football field, 7 o'clock kickoff. It's actually 10-year anniversary night as the 2004 Prep Bowl champion Piers Pioneers will be recognized and honored at halftime with a social gathering to follow afterwards at the Brickyard. But tonight it's volleyball, and that's our focus as Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 0-2 within the Central Minnesota Conference. They are 2-8 overall. Kelsey Hogg is the head coach of the Lakers. Their conference games so far, they've lost in three at home to Kimball, and they lost at Maple Lake in three games in their two outings so far. Most recently, on Tuesday, they lost in three at New London Spicer. Pioneers were also in action on Tuesday in Foley as they lost to the Falcons, 3-1. Pioneers falling to 2-8 as well, and 0-2 in the conference. So identical records coming in to tonight's matchup. We will have the first serve for Piers and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead coming up after this on youaretheresports.com.
Kendra Fisher, member of the Piers Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
All right, Piers has the serve, and it's Jessica Hawks, the senior. We're underway in volleyball here tonight. First attack coming for the Lakers, and they'll get a tip across and down for the point. 1-0, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Up front, that was Michaela Kiddick getting the winner. Now side-out serve. This is Emily Roofs, 5'5", sophomore setter. To Cassie Schmea, passes to the net. Hawks in the middle, tipped over by Rachel Vernig. Now it's the Laker attack. A tip down again by Howard Lake. That time Camden Shank got it down. Good use of the left hand there by Shank up front. 2-0 start for the Lakers. Here's Schmea taking it in the back row. Good pass to the net. Hawks winding up and off the block. That's Fisher delivering the winner. Kendra Fisher makes it 2-1. And Rachel Vernig to serve. It's Kendra Fisher, Rebecca Ottman, Brianna Hopkins, Jessica Hawks, Rachel Vernig, and Cassie Schmea on the court. Here's a hit, dug out, and we've got in the net. Lakers 2-2. The right side hitter came up and clipped the net. For Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead, Michaela Kiddick, Camden Shank, Madison Genningsman, Emily Rose, Marissa Feakey, and Taylor Schmida. Here's a drive off the block, and the Pioneers block it with Rebecca Ottman. Ottman with the big block on the left side. The side across from the official scorers table here, if you're familiar with the setup at the Memorial Athletic Center. 3-2, Pioneers. Vernig off the net, and that is a miscue. 3-3. Side out serve to the Lakers now. And into the sub is Emma Stender, a 5'7 sophomore front row player. 3-3, game one. Here's the serve, and that is given right back. The Lakers hit it into the net on the serve. Camden Shank 4-3. And now Hannah Call comes in and replaces Kendra Fisher. One of these teams will win their first conference match of the year tonight. They're both 0-2. They're both 2-8 overall. Here's the Lakers set up far side. Hit and long. We have a whistle, though, and we have a Pioneer in the net. The hit was long, but the Pioneers got caught for a violation, and it's 4-4 side-out serve coming for the Lakers. And they zip it across. That is Cosette Eastman. And a winner, 5-4, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Cosette Eastman, 5'7", junior libero for the Lakers. And her serve to Call. And Hannah got it back from Hopkins, and they got it over. Now Shmaya mishit it. That ball carried behind Cassie. She misread that trajectory of that one. She thought it was coming straight down to her, and it floated behind her, and she was off balance as she tried to hit it and barely made contact with it. 6-4 now. Here's a free ball at the net. The Lakers will play it. Eastman winding up with a hit is Stender. Pioneers play that on their side, but a whistle. And we've got a Laker in the net, Emma Stender, on the near side. Here comes Furman back in to serve for Brianna Hopkins. 6-5 in game one. It's Leah Furman, the sophomore. For the tie, Leah, good serve, back row. Up front, they pass to Emily Roofs, and the directional tip across is out. Marissa Beakey, the middle hitter, 5'7 senior, directing it wide in front of the Piers bench to our left here at the MAC. 6-6 serve. Eastman, pass to the net. Here's a big hit off of Vernig. That's a winner. It looked like Taylor Schmida. And it's 7-6, and it's Schmida's turn in the rotation as Hopkins returns up front, replacing Leah Furman. 7-6, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in game one. Taylor Schmida winds up and sends it to Vernig. Vernig off for Hopkins, and now played over by Jessica Hawks. Up front, Roofs will set far side. Dug out by the Pioneers. That was Hopkins. Dumped across and down. Rebecca Ottman got it in front of the libero, Eastman, to tie it at 7. We are in Piers tonight for volleyball. Here's Claire Reardon now, the libero. Reardon, near side set, blocked up front, and that is an ace block by Hawks. Hawks and Schmaya were there, and it was Jessica denying at the net. And Piers has got the lead at 8-7. Reardon to serve again. Best of five. Here's Reardon. Knuckles it to the back row. Up ahead. Tipped over. There was Hawks. Now it's Eastman. To Roofs. Back up. Stender off a tip and down. And that'll tie it at 8 and get the side out serve for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. And jumping up off the bench, checking in, is Michaela Kittick. She goes back to serve, replacing Stender. And the wind and the serve. Good dig in the back row by Hannah Call. Off for Hopkins, now Vernick from the attack line. Up ahead, here's Roofs passing. Far side hit, drilling it, and the Pioneers can't handle it. Big hit over there on the far side, put down by Marisa Ficke. 9-8, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead as we bounce back and forth. Another serve down the sideline, and that is a winner. Boy, she ripped that one. Right down the side. Barely got over the net, and it was sinking fast. 10-8 Lakers. Kittick to serve. Another sinking serve misplayed by the Pioneers. There was a lot of topspin, and the Pioneers are going to have to make a quick adjustment here. 11-8. Lakers' biggest lead of the match for either team. Here's the run-up and the serve. Here's Schmaya to play that one. Hit up, and they hit it off. The rafter came straight down, and no reaction by the Pioneers. And it's a 12-8 Laker lead, and a timeout for Coach Sandy Touches. The Lakers on a run in game one halfway through. It's Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 12. Piers 8 back after a Pioneer timeout.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Piers, the Eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Back to live action, and a service error. That'll end the run at 13-9. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead with the game one lead. 13-9, Schmea to serve. Here's the serve across. Eastman back row up ahead. Winding up and off a big block. That was Camden Shank unloading. It was all the Pioneers could do to get a piece of that, and it deflected wide into the home crowd. Now into serve comes Jenna Hattrick for the first time. She'll replace Marissa Fiecke. Lakers 14, Pioneers 9. Schmea takes the serve, gives it to Hopkins, returns it off, and Hawks delivers the winner. Jessica Hawks. A little firepower from the front row. 14-10. Back in is Fiecke. Also in Eastman in the libero spot. Hawks to serve. And Jessica got the whistle and sends it across to the libero in the back. Up front. Whoa, a big hit again. That is Camden Shank. She really gets all of it when she winds up. And it's a 15-10 lead for the Lakers. Ottman plays it ahead. Hawks for Vernig, and Vernig rips one. Vernig has that one pinballed through the rafters. I've never seen a volleyball take that circuitous a route before. It went up over the Lakers side, into the rafters, over the red zone, ricocheted back over the net wall, came back and landed in play on the Piers side. Here's a tip by Fisher. We've got a violation into the net. Lakers and the Pioneers make it 15-12. 15-12, a mini run going for Coach Touges' squad. Pioneers in all black with the red letters, numerals. Lakers, navy blue, white letters and numerals. Here's the hit from the near side and another winner by Schmeda. Tell you what, both teams delivering kind of quick kill shots here on their attacks. There haven't been a lot of sustained rallies so far, but we're early as Emma Stender checks in for the Lakers at 16-12. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead with the game one lead. Hawks, here's Vernig winding up. Vernig played in the back row by Shank. And that'll be a miss hit by Howard Lake, they call it. And it's a point, 16-13. Call in for Fisher in the service rotation substitute. An extended pregame show tomorrow night as the Pioneers welcome in Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead. Service ace for Hannah Call. Call got her just over the net and misplayed by the libero. 16-14. Hannah Call, sophomore. Kind of their designated server. Back to the libero, back row, Eastman. Now free balled over. It'll give Piers a chance. Hopkins off for Ottman. She hit it low and into the net. She came running over from the far side and in the middle of the court. Tried to direct it over, but not enough elevation, and it's 17-14. Service for Cozy Eastman. Good serve to Rachel Vernig. Vernig passes up Hawks. Hawks wants Ottman up the far side. Good play at the net by the Lakers to get it over and down. Oh, the Lakers turned that around in a hurry. It looked like a winner for Rebecca Ottman, but the Lakers played it well. Good defense. 18-14. Whistle stops things momentarily. Now we're ready to go. Cozy Eastman sends that one sailing long. 18-15. Substitute coming in. It's Leah Furman for Brianna Hopkins. Here's Furman to serve. Leah got it over. Played up to the net. Denied up front by Rebecca Ottman. Ottman won the battle at the net that time. And it's 18-16. Pioneers within two. Game one. Here's the jump serve again. Good serve, Eastman to the net. Good pass. This is Roofs. And a whistle. And the Pioneers called in the net that time. And now Brianna Hopkins will replace Leah Furman. Once Leah's serving duties are done, she checks out and Hopkins returns. At the line for the Lakers now, Taylor Schmida. 19-16 Lakers in game one. Schmida across up front, Schmea to the net. Directed back to the Pierce side. Vernig, Hopkins in the middle for Schmea. And oh, Cassie hit it on the way down. Her arm swing was already headed down. She didn't catch that one at its peak, and it ends up going right into the bottom of the net. 20-16. Another serve, Schmida. Schmida to Vernig. Far left corner in the back. Back set, Hopkins. There's a big hit in the corner by Rebecca Ottman. Ottman going cross-court for the winner. 20-17. Rebecca checks out, and it's Claire Reardon to serve. Pioneers down by three, getting late in game one. Reardon awaits the whistle and got it over. Played by Camden Shank in the middle and down. That's a winner for Marisa Peakey. 21-17. Back in for the Lakers, Kiddick. Kiddick for Stender up front. 21-17 in the net. They give it right back. 21-18. At the line to serve now will be Cassie Schmea. Lakers 21, Pioneers 18. Cassie off the net, over. Up front, Roofs, far side hit, coming in wide. Wide right by Fiki, and it's 21-19. Schmea again to serve. Cassie does not use that running jump serve. She just takes one step forward and sends it across. And there's a big hit near side. You could tell that Shank had that one spotted up pretty well, and she delivered a winner, 22-19 now. Pioneers down three as we approach the end of game one. Service across. Schmea, this is going to be in trouble, and that's out. Service ace for the Lakers, 23-19. Pioneers. No sign that they're going to use a timeout. They'd have to take it after this next point if the Lakers get it. Here's a free ball over by Kendra Fisher, played by Kiddick to the net. Vernig's going to win that point. Lakers in the net. 23-20. Coach Kelsey Hogg makes a move as the libero will come in. Cozy Eastman. I think she's Cozy in basketball. It's Cosette in volleyball. Service for Jessica Hawks. Down three, late game one. Good serve, but a good return. Winding up, and was that tipped up front by Hopkins? No, it sails on Camden Shank. And the Pioneers get a point to creep within two, 23-21. Hawks again to serve. Here's Jessica. That is long, game point, 24-21. Something you don't see real often, the player in the back row was outside the line in the court. She was out of bounds herself watching that one come in. Here's the game point serve. Over to Ottman, now Kendra Fisher, and Ottman's going to have to free ball that over. She did. She got it over, and the Pioneers will get the point. Oh, Rebecca Ottman kept that play alive. headed towards the split the pot table. And it's 24-22. They've staved off one game point. Vernick to serve. Rachel, back row to Eastman. Passes to Roofs. Tipped across, kept up by Ottman. Pioneers now with Hopkins. And Fisher got it over. Now the Lakers, they're scrambling. Two players on the court. They ran into each other, lost their balance, and that left an opening in the middle of the court, and the ball dropped right there. 24-23. Pioneers down one. They're serving to tie. Here's, again, a Rachel Vernick serve. Rachel back for Eastman. Now played up by Kinnick. Free balled over. Shmaya comes in from the back row, ahead to Hawks. Hopkins sends it long, and the Lakers will hold on and win. Game one, tightly contested, but to Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead, 25-23. We'll return with game two in a couple of minutes here on YouAreThereSports.com.
Homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line, maybe a lot more. But then, there it is. The shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor. Were his feet on this side of the line or that? The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Welcome back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Game one in a close game goes to the Lakers of Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 25-23. Pioneers tried to rally late, just couldn't come all the way back up the hill. So the Lakers will serve to start game two to the court to our left. Pioneers now to our right here at the MAC. Pioneers start with Kendra Fisher, Rachel Vernick, Brianna Hopkins, Jessica Hawks, Rebecca Ottman, and Cassie Shmaya. For Coach Hogg and the Lakers, the service rotation starts with Emily Roofs, Marissa Feakey, Michaela Kittick, Camden Shank, Cozy Eastman, and Taylor Schmida. Here we go. The whistle has sounded, and game two is underway. Shmaya digs out a serve in the back row. Sets up Hawks, blocked up front. Ace block for Camden Shank, and that's how game two gets underway. 1-0 Lakers. Emily Roofs to serve. Roofs sends it up and over. Here comes Vernig on a tip. Lakers were there. And in the net was Vernig on her floating tip attempt. And it's 2-0. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Both these teams 0-2 in the conference, 2-8 overall. And that one misplayed by the Pioneers. Man, I got to check that. Pioneers are not 2-8. Yes, they are. It says they're 2-8. Here's a tip across. Pioneers played it up front. Now it's pushed to the back row where Rebecca Ottman is there. Now it's tipped across by Fisher. Good play by the Lakers. And they'll get a cross-court winner. That was Camden Shank. Shank got it. Yeah, I didn't think so. The Minnesota Scores website has the Pioneers as having beat Foley, but Pioneers lost to Foley. So they're 1-9, not 2-8. Here's now a hit dug out by the Lakers' Kiddick. Free balled over by the libero, Eastman up front. Hopkins wants Fisher, and Fisher delivers. 4-1. Pioneers on the board in game two. And Jessica Hawks will serve for the Pioneers, down 4-1. Jessica sends it across. Stender can't play it. That's Shank, excuse me. Camden Shank sends it into the base of the scoring table here at the MAC. 4-2 now. Another serve for senior co-captain Jessica Hawks. Hawks winds up and into the net. 5-2. Side out serve to Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead. Substitute in, Emma Stender. Stender will replace Michaela Kiddick. Across to Rebecca Ottman, and she couldn't get out of the way. The one girl going to play the ball got screened out by Rebecca as she popped it straight up in the air, and Cassie Schmale was coming up to play it. And nice block. So it's 6-2. Now here's Fisher on the attack, and there will go off the back row. There's a winner for Kendra. Shank just stuck an arm out and went off her fist. 6-3. 6-3, Piers is down. They had one brief lead in game one, and about at the 8-12 point mark, the Lakers put a run on and never looked back, winning 25-23. Eastman takes a serve, ahead for Shank, free balled over. Fisher plays it off for Jessica Hawks. Here comes Ottman to the back row. Good pass to the net. Roof sends it across for Stender. Stender dug out in the back. Now Hawks sends it back to the Lakers side. Roofs for Eastman. Here comes a near side hit played by Schmea. Now Fisher. And Vernig will send it too long. Just punched at it. And it flew out. And here comes the Lakers' Marissa Beakey into the lineup. 7-3 with Eastman at the line to serve. Pioneers trailing by four. Eastman to the middle back where Schmea sends it to Hawks. Ottman comes up, rips it across and in. 7-4. Hannah Call checks in. Pioneers are back in action on Tuesday right here when Crosby Ironton comes down. There's the miscue. Hannah into the net. 8-4. Lakers 8, Pioneers 4 in game 2. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead. Played by Call. Hit from the back line, and Rachel Vernig delivers. And Steve Kimmon with the outstanding catch in the crowd. 8-5. Leah Furman in. Lakers will return to action down in the friendly confines at the high school at Howard Lake against Litchfield on Tuesday. 8-5 serve. Furman up front. Roofs in the middle into the net. Marissa Fiecke couldn't get it over, and it's 8-6. Pioneers within two. Trailing 1-0. Service again for Leah. Back row, Eastman up front, Roofs wants Feeke again. Tip, a diving dig by Furman kept it alive. And that will send up Ottman for the winner. Rebecca Ottman, 8-7. Pioneers got down and now have ripped off three straight to make it a one-point game. Yeah, oh, that one, oh, it got over and dropped. I did not think that one was getting over. It hit the tape on top of the net. It looked like it was going to come down, but the top spin momentum, and it just kind of crawled over the top of the net and dropped straight down. We're tied at 8. Eastman over for Roofs, and from the back line, good hit by Shank, but the Pioneers played it. Now Rachel Verning back to Shank. Roofs, far side, Stender blocked, Pioneers play it. Hawks tips it across, kept up, free ball to net, Shmaya kept alive by Shank, but the Pioneers were in the net. Cassie Shmaya called for in the net. Here's our best volley of the night. They put the volley in volleyball right there. 9-8 Lakers. And coming in to serve is Michaela Kiddick. And Kiddick serving from our left. Takes her run up. Sends it across to Verney. Good pass to the net. Hopkins. And into the net. A diving attempt by Hawks. A little unsure of who was going to. That pass was directed to Schmea or Hawks. And Hawks ended up making a diving attempt just to get it over. And it's 10-8 now Lakers. Verney at the net. And Verney got it over. Now Eastman up front, Roofs. Far side, Shank unleashes one for a winner. Camden Shank. She's listed as a 5'11" ninth grader. Furman will come in and Hopkins out. At 11-8, Lakers. They've led the whole way in game two. Led 95% of game one, and they'll add a point to their lead here on the service winner. 12-8, another serve for Michaela Kiddick. Here's Kiddick's attempt. In for another winner. Ace in front of Hannah Call. It dropped that top spin. 13-8, Lakers by 5. Verning up for Schmea. Got it over. Eastman now plays it up for Roofs. Here comes a tip, and it's down. The left-hand tip by Camden Shank. So power and finesse displayed by Camden Shank, and it's 14-8. Good serve. Verning into the crowd. 15-8. Timeout, Coach Talges. Big service run going for Michaela Kiddick, and the Lakers have opened it up by 7 in game two.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sport.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Timeout taken by Coach Talges on a 15-8 Laker lead now. Passed up front. Here's Rebecca Ottman blocked at the net by Camden Shank. She has taken over in game two. 16-8. And she's just a freshman. Another serve for Michaela Kiddick, and that one will be directed. Pioneers will play it, though. Oh, no, they didn't get it over on the third hit. 17-8. Big run here by Kiddick at the line. And the Lakers have taken firm control of game two. Here's the serve at 17-8. Vernig up ahead. Furman in the middle for Shmaya. Shmaya played in the back row to Eastman. Now free balled over by Fiki. Now Furman will set at the net. Near side comes Ottman. Bullet long. Another point. And it's 18-8. Michaela Kittick, that flow. 18-9. It took a bad serve from Michaela Kittick to stop the run. 18-9, Lakers in game two. They won the opener 25-23. Eastman takes the serve ahead for Roofs. Here's Schenk. And in the answering back row was Hannah Call. Now it's a tip over by Shmaya. Eastman wants Schenk again. Blocked up front by Shmaya and Hawks. Roofs. Here's Fiki directing it over at the net. Tipped over by Cassie. Schenk will send it down on the Pioneer side. 19-9. Here comes Jana Hattrick in. Also Taylor Schmida in. Hattrick at the line to serve. 19-9 Lakers. Hattrick is a 5'2 sophomore. Up ahead, Furman. And, oh, Pioneers, they are really disorganized right now. Too many balls are just being watched and allowed to drop. It's tough enough to play them with the way the Lakers are hitting them. But when you do make a play on it, you got to finish the play. 20-9. Another serve for Hattrick. Vernig ahead, Furman back to Rachel. Rachel back row dig by Hattrick. Roofs passes over for Schenk and count it. 21-9. Camden Schenk. Another far side hit. She lines up at the left side and she can bring it. And here's Hattrick sending it back row. Vernon got it across to Shmaya off a block. Lakers still playing it though. And boy, they get the call on the four hit call. Couldn't really hear it. But finally the Pioneers get a point. 21-10, Kendra Fisher replaces Hannah Call now. And Cassie Shmaya to serve. Pioneers trailing by a game and about to go down two games. Shmaya served to Eastman. Got it ahead. From the back line, big hit is long. That was Michaela Kittick. 21-11. Point to the Pioneers. Another serve for Cassie Shmaya. Shmaya, the 5'9 sophomore, middle hitter. Cassie across, played by Camden Schenk. Gives it back off the set. Point Lakers. Guess who? 22-11. Emily Roof's turn to serve. Emily to Cassie Schmaya. Pass ahead, Furman. Far side, Hawks off a tip and down. Jessica Hawks gets it right back to the service line for Pierce. 22-12. Hawks to serve. Lakers 22, Pioneers 12, game two. Jessica Hawks rips it across. Cozy Eastman, good pass up for Roofs. And a block up front by Leah Furman. Lakers play it over, though. And here is Fisher. Fisher got it just inside the back line. 22-13. Moisture on the court. Will be wiped up. Pioneers are down 22-13 in game number two. Hawks for her second serve this rotation. Sends it over, free ball at the net. There was Rebecca Ottman. Now Hawks will set it up in the middle for Kendra Fisher. Another winner for Kendra. Back-to-back kills up front by Kendra Fisher. 22-14. With the absence of Kayla Carter out with the broken arm all year, it really is dependent on the Kendra Fisher to provide the height in that front row for the Pioneers. Hawks again at 22-14. Good serve. Eastman ahead for Roofs. Roofs back set for Shank and wires a rare miss hit for the talented freshman Camden Shank. Hit it wide down the near side. It's 22-15. Another serve for Hawks. Jessica got it over. Eastman free ball and winding up. Oh, big. That's a freebie for Kendra Fisher. Three straight points, one at the net by Kendra. 22-16. Hawks, a state tournament qualifier in girls golf, ready to serve again. Here's the senior serve, 22-16, played to the back row. Now Roofs, and that'll be a winner. Four hits, it went off the net and played again. Miss hit by Taylor Schmida. And the Lakers say that's enough of that. Let's use a timeout. Pioneers, once down by 11, are now within five. It's 22-17 in favor of the Lakers after a timeout. We'll be back.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RushlowForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campbell.
The Insurance Shop with office.
Pioneers trying for a big late game two rally. 22-17. They were down 22-11. They're on a 6-point run here with Jessica Hawks at the line. Jessica coming out of the timeout. Miss hits it into the net, and it's 23-17. And coming in now will be Emma Stender. Stender replaces Kiddick. And Camden Shank across to the back row. Ottman to Hawks, tipped over by Vernig. Roofs now as Stender winds up. And in the back row, we've got a violation. It's game point. I think Rachel Vernig got called in the net from the near side. Game point, Lakers, 24-17. And Shank to try and finish it. Off to Rebecca Ottman. Now Furman pushes it across to Rachel Vernig. Tipped at the net. Played in the back row by Roofs. Eastman. And knocked over by Cassandra Sherping, who's in the middle hitter now. Sherping will get it over. And we're going to get a carry. And that's going to do it. They say that Rachel directed it with too much palm of the hand, and that makes it a 25-17 win. Lakers jump out to the 2-game-to-none lead here tonight, taking the first two against the Pioneers. When we come back, game three, the teams switch sides. Pioneers now face not only a must-win in Game 3, it's a must-win in Game 4, and a must-win in Game 5. It's got to start with Game 3 next.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge Up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
Pioneers back on the court. Lakers now take their spot in the court to our right. They're looking to close it out in three after a long bus ride here and make it a happier bus ride back. Looking for their first conference win. They have taken the first two, 25-23 and 25-17. Service will start with Piers in game number three. Elsewhere in the conference tonight, number two ranked Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is home to Holdingford. Kimball's in Rockford and Maple Lake in Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Those same matchups occur tomorrow night in football. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead here for high school football. Here's Jessica Hawks to start game three on the serve, and it's across. Up front, Roofs in the middle. Beakey denied up front by Fisher. Eastman for Camden Shank. Got it to Rebecca Ottman. Hawks pushes it over. Vernig, good dig in the back row by Kiddick. Shank again, blocked that time. Kendra Fisher denying Camden Shank. 1-0, only the second lead of the night for the Pioneers. And an 8-7 lead in game one that lasted all of about two plays. Here's a serve for Hawks. Shank misplays it. It's 2-0. Right into the hands of tonight's split the pot jackpot winner, Mr. Ethan Lochner. 2-0. Jessica's third serve. It was Jessica at the line that started what looked like a promising rally. Speaking of promising rallies, one way to end that is get the ball to Camden Shank more often than not. She's going to find a way to get it done. She did there. 2-1. Side out now to the Lakers. Here's the serve from Roofs. Roofs ahead and Ottman, and they can't play it. 3-1. 3-1 lead. Actually, 2-2. I'm sorry. Pioneers were up. 2-2. And now the Lakers with the serve for the lead with Emily Roofs, and it's long. Pioneers are back in front 3-2. Rachel Vernig. And at the line, she sends it over back row at the net. And they pop it over. Ottman, Hawks, and it'll be Vernig on. She hit it low into the net. 3-3. That was not well organized there. Pioneers were just fortunate to even get a chance to give Vernig something to do, as the first two hits kind of were scattered all over the court. And the shank serve to Ottman over for Furman. Here comes Kendra Fisher, and she directs it in. Ace tip across for Kendra Fisher, 4-3. Fisher's having the best game of any Pioneer tonight. Now she'll sit down as Hannah Call in to serve. Here's the serve from Hannah. Off the net, popped up in the air and down. Stender couldn't get it. It's the second time tonight that Hannah's had one of those off the net and over. Here's another Call serve. This one is played. Free balled over. Vernig ahead for Hawks. Now Rebecca Ottman, far side, tip to the back line. Shank was there. Roofs pushes it over for Stender. And we've got the Pioneers in the net, Leah Furman. Service side out to Cozy Eastman. Beakey checks back in, replacing Genningsman. 5-4 Piers. Big hit up front. Schmea, though, kept alive by the Lakers. And now Schmea on a second chance hits it wide. And we're tied at 5. At the line, Eastman. 5-5, game 3. Call ahead to Hawks. Far side, tip by Ottman. Block, Ottman again. Now it's Furman winding up, and that is in. Point for Leah Furman on the kill. 6-5. Here's a good pass up front. Tipped across. Beakey. Pioneers equally, though, and now Vernig will pop it over. Up front, Beakey pushes it, and mishit into the net by Schmieda. Taylor Schmieda makes it 7-5, Pioneers by 2. Again, this is must-win territory for Piers tonight. Trailing 2-0. Eastman, oh, what a nice play by Eastman, diving to flip it over, and at the net, they'll get the point. Hustle is rewarded that time for the Lakers. The final point will go to Marissa Beakey, but really that play was created by Eastman. 7-6, and at the line to serve is Schmieda. Schmieda to Rachel Vernig. Up ahead, Hannah Call sends it to Hawks, didn't get it over. 7-7 becomes the score. Game 3. Another serve for Taylor Schmieda. 5'8 junior. Schmieda up ahead, Call. Bailey Bozer's in the game. Bailey got it over. Up front, here comes Stender, played by Ottman, but into the net and down. 8-7 Lakers. So the Pioneer lineup on the court right now: Jessica Hawks, Cassie Schmea, Rebecca Ottman, Bailey Bozer, Rachel Vernig, and Hannah Call. The Lakers have Emily Roofs, Emma Stender, Marissa Beakey, Cosette Eastman, Camden Shank, and the server, Taylor Schmieda, and Schmieda hits it wide. 8-8. Speaking of Howard Lake Waverly Winstead this summer, I ran into Jason Keene at Walmart in Sox Center this summer. There's an ace. And you're saying, well, what does that mean anything? Well, Jason was a longtime girls basketball coach down in Howard Lake, left for an administrative job up by Ada Bora. He took the Lakers to a couple of state girls basketball tournaments, including a championship game against, who was it? Against Jordan, I believe. There's a block at the net by Schmea. Now Hawks on the attack. Vernig off a block, covered by the Lakers. Roofs looks near side for Stender. Vernig was there. Bozer and Hawks both tried to set it. They were side by side trying to pass the ball. And like they say in football, when you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Both Hawks and Bozer. 9-9. The service is into the net and back on the Lakers' side. 10-9, Piers. Fisher back into the lineup. Call will sit. Here's Schmea to serve. And up ahead, played and tipped across. Now it's Fisher. Fisher wants Vernick, far side. Eastman was there to answer. Up ahead, Shank. Shank off a block, played by Bozer across. Bailey, good job covering up the block. Now Camden Shank sends it to the back corner. Played over by the Pioneers. Roofs, far side. Again in the back row, it's Rebecca Ottman. In the middle, tipped across Kendra Fisher. Played over and down. Pioneers will get the point. Fisher won that one as it was deflected off Taylor Schmieda. And at 11-9, Cassie Schmea Got it up, and now the Lakers attack, and they are getting the point. Pioneers were in the net. One of the blockers up front. 11-10, side out. Here comes Madison Genningsman back in, the 5'9 junior. Also in to serve, Jana Hattrick. 11-10 Piers, game three. Pioneers have dropped the first two. Vernig for Hawks, back for Rachel, tipping in. Rachel Vernig with the winner, it's 12-10. Good decision by Rachel to cross up the Lakers, and now Hattrick will sit. And Fiki will come in. Furman will replace Bailey Bozer. 12-10, Hawks to serve. Here's the run-up serve. Hawks sends it ahead to Shank. Now Roos back to Shank. Winner. 12-11. Camden Shank has been the dominant player on the court tonight. The 5'11 freshman for the Lakers. Service for Roos. Got it over. Furman will play it. And it's free balled over by the Pioneers back row, Shmaya. Roofs now. Shank gets another chance and delivers. Camden Shank is tied at 12. Coach Dalgis talking with assistant coaches Beth Fisher and Billy Joe Kibben. How do we stop the hit up front? They've tried to single block. They've tried to double block. It hasn't worked. 12-12 serve. Ottman, good pass to the net. Hawks will set it up for Vernig, and it rolls across almost the length of the net, across the tape, one end to the other, and finally rolled out of bounds. It should be Laker point. Oh, wait. They're saying point to Piers. And Coach Kelsey Hogg is asking for an explanation. But the Pioneers are awarded the point, 13-12. They've got the lead by one. Got to win this game or we go home and get ready on for football tomorrow. Eastman, Roofs for Shank off the block. Camden Shank has tied it again. 13 apiece. And here comes Emma Stender. Stender for Michaela Kittick. Front row substitution. Camden Shank serves it for Rachel Vernig. There's a free ball at the net. Tip. Ace. The serve received by Rachel from the back row came right to the net, and ready and waiting was Marisa Fiki to put it home. 14-13, Lakers have the lead. And the Pioneers are back home on Tuesday night. Crosby Ironton is here. Moisture on the floor being attended to here. I wonder if Lois has Rachel do the floors at home. Rachel seems to always be the one that's handed the towel to clean up any moisture. There's a hit that goes long from Ottman. 15-13 Lakers. Don't let it get too far away, girls, here. Shank to serve at 15-13 with the lead. To Vernig, up front, good pass. Hawks, but tipped over by Stender. Ball carried a little bit more than I thought it was going to, and it floated over, and Stender finished. And it's now a three-point lead, 16-13. Across, Ottman to Vernig, and they'll get it over with Rebecca Ottman. Eastman, though, this is going to give the Lakers a chance. Stender from the near post, long. 16-14. Pioneers trail by two. They'll send Hannah Call in to serve. Again, tomorrow night, they will honor the 2004 Prep Bowl champions at halftime. Team members that can make it to the game will be honored on the track at halftime. Then there'll be a gathering at the Brickyard afterwards. A little social event. There's a mishit by Taylor Schmieda into the net to make it a 16-15 Laker lead. Another serve for Hannah. This would tie it up. Eastman at the net. Roofs got it over. And what do we have? A whistle, and it's a mishit on Roofs. We're tied at 16. 16 apiece. Hannah Call now for the lead. Good serve. Eastman up front. Roofs. Middle hit coming in long. Pioneers are back in front. 17-16. Timeout Lakers as Coach Kelsey Hogg says, let's slow this down. They'll have one timeout left. It's Pierce 17, Howard Lake Waverly Winsted 16 in game three. When we come back to YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. And thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneer!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Back out of the timeout, and Hannah Call sends a serve long, so it's 17 apiece. And then Shank's serve, played by the Pioneers, but not over. From the back row, a free ball into the net, and the Lakers have scored two straight to take an 18-17 lead. This is Cozy Eastman. Eastman off to Ottman. Ahead Hawks, middle for Schmea. To the back row to Camden Shank. Now Emily Roofs for Stender off the tip and down. Emma Stender makes it 19-17 Lakers. Cozy Eastman back to serve again. Lakers 19, Pioneers 17. Cozette Eastman, a knuckleball over to Rachel Vernig at the net. Pioneers on their side. Ottman has it denied up front. Now Hannah Call will get it over. Good hustle by Hannah. Here's a hit from the back line. It's good. It's a winner put down by Taylor Schmida. Schmida. And Coach Touges will use a timeout. 20-17 Lakers in game three when we come back.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are Their Sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Pierce, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Back to action. The serve across. Pioneers will send Furman to the net and get a winner. Leah Furman from the near side attack. 20-18 Lakers in game three. They've won the first two, looking to finish in game three and sweep the Pioneers. Here's a Furman serve. Camden Shank awkwardly ahead, and Roofs will play it over. Call up front for Leah. Wants a hit by Ottman, denied by Schmida. Blocked by Taylor Schmida, makes it 21-18. Howard Lake, Waverly Winston, and Bailey Bozer will come in. Bozer will replace Leah Furman. Lakers by three with the serve, and Taylor Schmida sends it across to Vernig. Vernig ahead, and Bozer in the middle for Schmea, played by Shank. Off for Stender, long. Emma Stender, too long. 21-19. Service rotation now is Ottman. Rebecca, back row, played ahead. Knocked over, blocked up front by Schmea. Big play by Cassie. 21-20. And now to serve, Rebecca Ottman. Good serve to Shank. Up front. Roofs sends it over. Pioneers are going to have a chance. Bozer. Hawks. Far side. Here's Vernick to the back line. Diving kept alive by Shank. Now Stender got the line. Rachel Prisbilla, the back judge there, says it got the line. She authoritatively signaled with the downward motion of the red flag. 22-20. Michaela Kiddick to serve. Kiddick to Vernig. Hawks back to Rachel. Rachel for Camden Shank. Now it's the Lakers. Shank off the block and in. It's almost been an afterthought in this one when Shank gets an opportunity. Her hit percentage tonight has to be through the roof. 23-20. Call on the serve receive. Here's Schmea, near side. Good play by Hattrick, and a winner for Cassie Schmea. Pioneers, 23-21 now. Down by two, Fisher comes into the front line, and Hannah Call will take a seat. 23-21, service for Schmea. Cassie, over for Cozy Eastman, ahead Roofs. Here's Shank, winner, match point. 24-21 Lakers. Hattrick in. Eastman out. Fiki in. Fiki is out. And the service for the match. Hattrick. Vernig. And there it is. Service winner to end it. Lakers win in three tonight. 25-21 is your Game 3 final. This one took almost exactly an hour for the Lakers to dispatch the Pioneers tonight. They meet at the net to shake hands. We'll be back to wrap this up. Lakers take it in three tonight. We'll tell you about it when we return.
As a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RushlowForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Pretty impressive dominating performance put on by the Lakers tonight as they sweep the Pioneers in their home gym. 3-0, 25-23, 25-17, and 25-21. There were very few leads tonight for the Pioneers, as the Lakers seem to jump out early and maintain with a good front row attack, predominantly from young freshman hitter Camden Shank, 5'11 freshman. A lot of help, though, from girls like Taylor Schmieda up front as well. Taylor just walked by. So the Lakers win their first conference match of the year. They are now 1-2 in CMC play. Their third overall win, 3-8 now, the record for the Lakers. For the Pioneers, they drop to 0-3 within the conference and 1-10 overall. The Pioneers will be back in action on Tuesday night. Piers will be at home again, taking on Crosby Ironton. The Rangers come down here. I don't think the Rangers won a match last year, but they've actually are having a decent year, I believe, this year. I remember reading some of the coverage from Jeremy Millsap in the Brainerd Dispatch that Crosby Ironton, they broke a long losing streak earlier this year, and they'll come down, and obviously when you're doing things right and winning, you want to keep doing those things. You like the feeling. So it'll be Crosby Ironton and Piers here on Tuesday night, and once again about 7:15 for the serve. Tomorrow night, high school football returns to YouAreThereSports.com. It's the 10-year anniversary night of the 2004 Prep Bowl champions. Team members that can make it to the ball game tomorrow, and I expect a nice crowd of former Pioneers or Pioneers, you're never a former Pioneer, will be there at halftime to be introduced to the crowd, and then there'll be a social gathering afterwards at the Brickyard. So we look forward to chatting with a lot of those guys and doing a little reminiscing tomorrow night. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead will be in town for the actual game, as the Pioneers ranked number 6 in Class 3A. Rankings came out again last night. Pioneers stayed at number 6. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead suffered their first loss last week. They got hammered 51-6 by Maple Lake. Pioneers' next conference match will be a week from tonight. Pioneers will be on the road when they go to Kimball next Thursday night. So the final again, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 3, Piers nothing, by scores of 25-23, 25-17, and then 25-21. Thanks for listening tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night out at the football field. Stop by, say hello. We look forward to seeing a lot of people, big crowd on hand. Pioneers and Lakers in high school football tomorrow night to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of a young man named Brian Vernig, who was a sophomore on that team. Rachel. I was wondering if Rachel even remembers Brian playing as a sophomore. Rachel, the youngest sister of the Vernig clan, and Rachel would have been about, what, if she's 17, 18 now, that's 10, she would be 6 or 7 years old. Probably wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to the high school football team about that time. But we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Piers and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. That's a 7 o'clock. We'll have an early pregame tomorrow, probably about 6:15 or so. I got a lot to talk about, a lot of good stuff for you tomorrow night on the pregame show. So an early pregame tomorrow night. Check out the You Are There Sports Facebook page. You can find out for sure what exact time I'm going to get going. I was up till, I believe, well, you don't need to know that. You don't need to know how long I was up last night putting together information for tomorrow night's football event, but let's just say I saw the sunrise. Piers falls in 3 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Piers, Howard Lake, Waverly will resume their matchup on the gridiron tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Sign up for Verizon Edge.